Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In 1 Chronicles 22, David both paid the price for preparing the place and also prepared the person for his role with that place. This is a faint glimmer of Christ, who also is preparing a place for us while he is preparing us for the place. Quote, "Now my son," said David to Solomon, "may the Lord be with you, and may you prosper and build the house of the Lord your God, as he has said to you. Only may the Lord give you wisdom and understanding, and give you charge concerning Israel, that you may keep the law of the Lord your God." Verses 11 and 12. Here is the formula for true spiritual prosperity: enjoyment of the Lord's presence, occupation with the Lord's work, dependence on the Lord's help, and obedience to the Lord's will. But Solomon would not serve alone. How thankful we should be for all those who, often behind the scenes, pray for us, encourage us, and help lift the load as we serve the Lord. This section reminds us to notice and appreciate God's servants. First come the Levites, chapter 23, verses 1 to 32, and chapter 24, verses 20 to 31, serving from age 20, who had three general responsibilities now that the desert journey was over, with its arduous tasks of rearing, dismantling, and transporting the tabernacle. Instead, they took responsibility for administration, temple security, and leading the praise of the Lord. Chapter 23, verses 4 and 5. Later, we're told that some helped, quote, "in the purifying of all holy things, with the showbread and the fine flour for the grain offering," verses 28 and 29, "and aiding with the continual burnt offering, the Sabbaths, the festivals, and whatever else the priest might need," verses 31 and 32. "I send forth this benediction on all God's committed team members in the great work," quote, "peace, peace to you, and peace to your helpers, for your God helps you." Chapter 12, verse 18.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.